Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, you were very interested in an article in the FT about corporate culture and the idea that we should take corporate culture far more seriously.
Yes, it was an article that was from the Financial Reporting Council, which was basically saying that there was a considerable amount of concern about unhealthy cultures in fairly large organisations, mainly from their point of view, ones that had either financially defaulted or gone to the wall. But there was a fundamental problem in some corporate cultures, which they defined as rotten. And recklessness, hubris and greed was one of the other phrases that they used. And I thought it was an interesting one because it did point to the requirement for a moral aspect of an organisation, and one which to some degree marketers need to either contribute to and I would suggest also to promote internally and indeed externally. It is not just the pursuit of profits and profit maximising that is what enables a corporation to be sustainable over a long period. It is doing the right thing, it is looking after your customers. It's looking after your staff and your suppliers, and it is, you know, about maintaining a what might one call a good corporate culture, though obviously that is to be defined, and one that we talk about these days, of course, which is one that has respect for diversity.
Yes, and in a. There's also a requirement for companies, I think, to look wider as to what their customers are looking for. We're recording, obviously, with still the events, the terrible events going on in Ukraine. And there's an article on the BBC this morning saying, criticising McDonald's and Coca-Cola. In fact, they're suggested that because they are still in Russia, they're still trading in Russia. And I think many of companies have actually led the boycotting in places or in Russia because their customers are insisting and their staff are insisting. And this too is part of a wider corporate culture, that if you were just looking at it from a perspective of the greed side, BP would continue into Russia's oil fields because that's where the money is. They're going to take a huge hit on their balance sheet. But they clearly felt that there was a requirement upon them, a moral requirement, an ethical requirement in order to pull out.
Yes, I think there is definitely being felt by some. I think, you know, BP took a very bold initiative by making its statement very early on, and should be applauded for it. There is obviously a downside if you look at it in purely financial terms. But that financial terms is got to be considered over the long term, not just the immediate short term, assuming that the company, you know, doesn't go bust in the short term as a result. It's an important aspect that the organisation really does need to take an ethical judgment as to where does it stand. And as we discussed, I think, last week, you know, we are now in an economic war where corporations do have to make political decisions as to where they stand. And maybe this is, you know, one of the evolutions that we see now in, you know, what we might call the new normal, that corporations can no longer easily stand by the wayside and let politicians and other activities in society play out without their role being played.
Yes, it's part of the sort of general merging of things. I mean, once upon a time, sports people could say, I'm a sports person, I'm not a politician, therefore I don't get involved in these things. That is, they know sports clubs and teams no longer have that sort of luxury of going, well, nothing to do with me, Gov. And I think companies are very much in that same situation.
Yes, it's I don't know, one could recall many times when people would say, well, you know, politics is not meant to invade into sport, it's not meant to invade into companies, but over, you know, the last 20 or 30 years, we've seen sport become more and more politicised. So I think the issue of culture is something that companies need to consider very clearly. Some have got it expressed quite strongly. We now get many companies considering their ethical stance, and some adopting B corporations status, as well as others. And it's perhaps, given the environmental issues that we now face, an important time for companies to stand up and say what it is that they actually stand for.
This is going to be interesting, though, because we're talking, there's a lot of push about companies and purpose and companies and ethics. And hand on heart, heart in heart, of course, I agree with all of that and would love to be seeing it. But we are about to hit a massive financial crisis. The levels of the change in the cost of gas and oil yesterday was terrifying, actually. I was sort of watching it almost play out in real time. And prices doubled by hundreds and hundreds of percent. I mean, it was incredible. The cost of nickel has gone up, which apparently affects things like aluminium cans for food. Mm. There is going to then suddenly become an ethical dilemma for companies about, actually, do we take a purpose? Do we concentrate on carbon net zero, for example? Do we invest in that? Or actually, should we be investing on reducing our prices? I think it's going to be more issues for companies as we go through 2022 and beyond in working out exactly where the ethics might sit.
I think from a consumer's perspective, or indeed from an ethical consumer's perspective, one might actually think about the positive side of this, that we may actually be moving much more to the issues that we needed to address in terms of our consumption of fossil fuels, our consumptions of oil, and how we need to minimise those, which we will be forced to do because of increases in prices. And in many instances, you could look in the back and say, well, actually, the only way in which you actually get people to change their behaviours and purchasing patterns is through the price mechanism. For example, I mean, looking at the argument about sugar tax. So I think that, what from a positive perspective is being faced now is something that we would have had to face maybe perhaps in 20 years' time. Everybody always used to talk about oil running out in 20 years. It never has. But we do need to make a transition. We do need to reduce our consumption of fossil fuels. This perhaps is a catalyst to make us do so. The price, yes, absolutely. And maybe one has to view this as a cost of fighting an economic war. A cost of fighting a physical war is much greater. And we have in the past had a significant hit to the economies as a result of fighting physical wars. Perhaps this is the cost of fighting an economic war.
I thought one of the other interesting parts with a marketing perspective is how, and I think PhDs are going to be written about this, it's how the Ukrainian government has leveraged the crisis communications, the communications generally, the social media. And it is through their social media and their pleas on social media that they are encouraging customers to boycott firms who are still in Russia. So some of a lot of this is being driven by the Ukrainian government requesting help. It's a really interesting side of the war that you can sit in the UK or around the world and feel like you are actually doing something to help.
Yes, one could actually say it's become a people's war as much as a nation or a national state's war. It's very heartbreaking to see these things on the television, but it is remarkable that one can now do something to assist. I think, yes, I you're right, PhDs will undoubtedly be read. We still yet have, unfortunately, to come to the end of this war, so we better not write the end before it actually has happened.
No, I suspect the end is a lot further away than one can possibly imagine at the moment.
On that rather downbeat note, I think we have probably concluded that we should watch our cultures, we should think about what we value, and as marketers, we should think about how we should promote that. You've been listening to Opinionated Marketers with myself, Charles Nixon, and Kieran Kapoor. Thank you for listening.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.